Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warp Speed joins us coming up next segment in studio. And they're now admitting the CDC lie. They're now admitting the shots kill you and maim you and erase your immune system. So much to cover as we try to stop the next lockdown, the next forced injection program they admit they're planning. But I wanted to hit this now. The tree of death is what we're calling this. And I saw this graphic, this political cartoon on Infowars.com this morning. Here it is from Twitter. For radio listeners, I'll describe it. It shows a tree. And above the surface, the branches, it says inflation, high taxes, open borders, globalism, recession, racial division, defund the police, violence, human trafficking, fentanyl, deaths. He goes on and on. But the problem with the graphic by Branko, a great political cartoonist, is it's got Joe Biden as the root and the donkey and Obama and a sippy cup. But the root causes are really the globalists like Klaus Schwab and his corporate controllers, like Bill Gates, and the King of England, who is involved in all this eugenics and depopulation, King Charles III. But really, at the end of the day, it's the devil. Is it the root? The root cause, ladies and gentlemen, is not King Charles, not Bill Gates, not Klaus Schwab, not the donkey, but it's evil. You can call it what you want. You can say what it is. You can play games all day, but this is a fight between good versus evil. And everything the New World Order does is destructive of their own interest. They go out of their way to kill, steal, and destroy because they like it. Because they hate God's creation. They hate human destiny. They are fundamentally, spiritually jealous of the tree of life. And they want the tree of death. We're going to go to break. Come back with our special guest in studio after a special report. I don't like having to come to you and ask for your support. Because quite frankly, I got a lot of news to cover. And I don't want to sit there and try to squeeze you. But we're the tip of the spear. And the enemy's fighting around the clock to stop us. If you want to be a part of history, if you really want to know you contributed to critical time and have a great piece of history, I would go to 1776coin.com. 1776coin.com. The Teddy Roosevelt Man in the Arena coin. Teddy Roosevelt in the front. The Gladiator on the back. There's a few limited coins that are left as well from the last run. At 1776coin.com. And again, it's just like an NPR deal or PBS where there's a markup on it as a fundraiser. You're keeping us on air by getting this silver coin. I want to encourage you all to go to 1776coin. That's 1776, 1776coin.com, and get the Teddy Roosevelt Man in the Arena coin. There's only 10,000 in existence. Already 3,000 have sold. We need to sell this to battle the globalists and fight these show trials and file appeals and stay on air. Without your support, we won't be on air. With your support, we will continue on steadfastly, whatever the cost may be, never giving up. I'll never give up. I'll never give in, but I couldn't give out. So I fired the bat signal to all of you that have been on the fence or never gotten a product. You should go to 1776coin.com, 1776coin.com. Get the Teddy Roosevelt Man in the Arena coin. All the coins are amazing, but this is the fourth coin and probably the last coin for a while. We're going to have something else come out very, very soon. But 1776coin.com, I want to thank you all for your support. Also, get a signed copy of the number one book of the world right now, The Great Reset and the War for the World, signed by yours truly, exclusively. To get a signed copy, InfoWarsStore.com. You know who you are that have been supporting? I want to thank you all. Those on the fence, get off the fence.
People ask me all the time, what is your best nootropic? You've got TurboForce, you've got BrainForce Plus, and you've got BrainForce Ultra. Which one is better? And that's like asking, what's better, a Ford F-150 or a Cadillac or a Ferrari? It's different strokes for different folks. It varies. All three are different formulas. All three do different things. TurboForce is 10 hours of clean, out-of-control energy. I can't even take a whole pack myself. BrainForce Plus is a long-term acting clean nootropic. This BrainForce Ultra is a super fast-acting nootropic that creates incredible clarity but doesn't last very long. They're all three different formulas. And finally, back in stock, massively discounted, BrainForce Ultra is available at InfoWarsStore.com. BrainForce Ultra, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Certain penetrates the cabinets.
The globalists are in grave danger. Their new world order is not going well. Humanity is waking up to them all over the planet. There are populist parties, nationalist parties, anti-World Economic Forum parties coming to power. The new conservative leader in Canada is completely anti-New World Order and just won the leadership of his party. If they held elections today, Justin Trudeau would be removed as the leader of Canada.
Go, Trudeau, you're nothing but a communist pig!
But why is it so important that we're on the air? Why is it so important your backing of the few OACs of truth and freedom? Because as things get worse and worse, as the New World Order comes out in the open, people are hungering for the truth more than ever, and the globalists know if we stay on air and others stay on air, we will dominate the culture war, we will win, they will go to prison. They will be defeated.
USA, hold off the seatbelt. Rise against humanity. Nuremberg 2 is happening. OpenTheories.com, we have all the research.
That's why it is critical, beyond critical, essential, that you continue in the face of censorship and everything that's going on by word of mouth, by text message, by email, by the side of your barn, the back of your car, calling it talk radio, calling it a C-SPAN.
Frankly, what I'm focused on today is building the united front against what, and this is not hyperbole, what to me is U.S. fascism.
Let's chat with a few callers. John's up first out of Austin, Texas. Independent, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, I'm listening to Mr. Mitchell here, and just as an American, and I'm wondering how it is that Trump is a cult and the Democratic Party is an cult when they've already instituted socialism, they've flirted with communism, and you talk about fascism. We can talk a lot about the Democratic Party and their neo-fascist views. So why is it that you want to bring the country together, yet you want to take this extreme side?
The Republican Party has been captured by a political cult. I don't use those words lightly.
Aligning to cult things. You can go back to Obama administration, but I would also go more recent history. You've got the Black Lives Matter, the Antifa siding with Democrats. The cities were burned down. People were murdered. It seems very cult-like. We've got the Biden administration with pharmaceutical companies spending billions of dollars, right, on vaccines that went from 100% efficacy to 40% efficacy, and they're making billions of dollars. We've had free speech taken away.
Michigan. This is Janice, line for Republicans. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Mitchell. There are none so blind as those who cannot see. Let me give you a little piece of advice. You will never succeed in your goal by insulting half the country and calling them fascists, racists, ultra-mega. So the political violence that you're talking about, that Republicans and ultra-MAGAs are doing, it doesn't exist. It's a lie. It is a lie. There was political violence in our country in the summer of 2020.
Wherever you can be heard, know, whether it's by five people or 1,000 or 100,000 or 1,000,000, you're going to win the fight. Meanwhile, Democrat senator compares 9/11 terrorists to January 6 rioters.
The stunning thing to me is here we are 20 years later, and the attack on the symbol of our democracy was not coming from terrorists, but it came from literally insurgents attacking the Capitol on January 6th.
Some of those answers will come from Republicans. It's not the extremists that we're dealing with every single day. We've got to kill and confront that movement.
What is a semi-fascist?
Most people in America know that it is not helpful to our country when we have people who are denying elections or trying to obstruct the outcome of an election.
We are seeing an emerging threat, of course, over the last several years of the domestic violent extremist, the individual here in the United States radicalized to violence by a foreign terrorist ideology, but also an ideology of hate, anti-government sentiment, false narratives propagated on online platforms, even personal grievances.
But they're going to start, though, with Alex Jones. Oh, we're just going to censor Alex Jones, and then Donald Trump, and then, well, everybody. And, well, now it's a social credit score through the banks that tracks what you buy and what you do. This is all being rolled out worldwide. It's here now. I don't want to call him a whistleblower. He's a witness to what happened in Health and Human Services, working with Redfield, Burks, Fauci, all of them. Dr. Paul E. Alexander, PhD, Dr. Paul Alexander.com. He is expertise in epidemiology, clinical epidemiology, and he witnessed it all. And watch them block the therapeutics, watch them push warp speed. He was the fly on the wall. So introduce yourself, because if I tried it would take an hour. You got quite the pedigree. And then let's get into what you want to impart to this audience today. And thanks for being here.
Thank you very much, Alex. What an honor and a pleasure. So look, the bottom line is my background training is in evidence-based medicine, clinical epidemiology, out of the University of Toronto, Oxford in England, McMaster in Canada, etc. I worked for the World Health Organization in 2019, and then the World Health Organization asked me to be a pandemic advisor in evidence-based medicine, etc., which is my function. Around May of 2020, persons in the Trump administration asked me to go to Washington to join the administration to work at Health and Human Services to provide support to the president and what they were doing in terms of the response. And I guess, again, I'm so honored to be here. The message that I want to give today to the American people is this. I've listened to Alex many times, and I've listened to other people. I mean, I'm an academic scientist, and I can say I work with people like Dr. Peter McCullough, Dr. Harvey Reich, Dr. Howard Tenenbaum, these people, Dr. Richard Osso, etc. We looked at all of the science from the beginning of this pandemic, January, February in America 2020, to today. There is no science anywhere in the world, none, where any lockdown worked to curb transmission or death. No science shows, no data, that any school closure, any mask mandate, any business closure. I want to say it as clearly as I can. The data is clear. Every single COVID policy failed. Every lockdown policy failed that Fauci, Francis Collins, Burks implemented. And it was devastating. Many, many people in America, particularly our children, committed suicide.
And you've been saying that for a long time, and now you're vindicated. And you're being attacked by the Southern Poverty Law Center. Everybody, if we put the headline up there, former Trump official goes, quote, anti-vax. But I've read your writings. You're not anti-vax.
No.
You're anti-experimental vax. So you've been vindicated since they attacked you over a year ago. The CDC admits they lied. They covered up the data. You've been vindicated.
Yes, sir, and that's the key. A lot of us have been vindicated. Bhattacharya, Kuldorf, Gupta, Scott Atlas, myself. We fought for focused protection because we saw out of the gate February, March, April 2020 that COVID was amenable to risk stratification. And that meant that with age-risk stratified approach, you strongly, properly protect the vulnerable in society. You use early treatments as needed. But you leave the rest of society, 99.9% alone, let them live a normal life and deal with their normal lives, deal with the pathogen. They would have developed natural immunity and we'd have gotten to herd immunity very early on.
And you said that a long time ago, and we're targeted. Now, multiple European governments are banning under 50 taking the shot.
Yes, that is so.
Because, that's a big deal.
Yeah, because they understand the devastation of the shot. Look, the mRNA gene delivery, I call it a gene delivery platform. Some people say it's a vaccine, some say inoculation. It has failed. The public needs to understand that it failed on Delta. It failed completely on Omicron with waning efficacy near immediately with negative efficacy, and it is very harmful. We know of the pericarditis, myocarditis, blood clotting, bleeding, etc. My message, Alex asked me, and I'll say it as bluntly as I can. Your child as a parent brings statistical zero risk to the table. There is no science today. No one has prosecuted the case as to why any healthy child, we know of the data, no healthy child, not one. I challenge anyone openly on this program, Fauci, Walensky, Francis Collins, anyone. No healthy child in America has gotten COVID and has died. That is the data. And what they're doing right now, the CDC and the FDA, is a fraud. They are coming after children who have a zero risk with a vaccine that is ineffective.
Stay there, Dr. Alexander.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Want credit, but if we don't give credit to the champions of truth, we are going to be lost. Dr. Paul E. Alexander, 2.5 years ago, working at the White House with President Trump, with Health and Human Services, began to warn the world they're blocking therapeutics, began to warn about the shots, and he's been heavily demonized and listed as the top 11 disinformation operatives by the Southern Poverty Law Center and others that they're trying to destroy. But 2.5 years later, totally vindicated. It was the real scientists and the real researchers and the real healthcare workers and doctors that put the brakes on this thing worldwide. And so, round of applause. I know you don't want that. You're trying to stop the next big push here, Dr. Alexander. But just today, they released Canadian government documents where they knew ivermectin did a great job. The British Medical Journal comes out and says 93% of deaths are the triple vax. I mean, it's not about saying we told you so, but my Lord, censored, attacked, demonized, targeted, myself, you, and countless other patriots, and now we're vindicated, and they hope this thing just blows over. What? Speak to when you first woke up and started speaking out, and then what do you make of the head of the CDC and others going, okay, we lied to you, but it's no big deal. Yeah, we covered up the efficacy. I mean, this is so big.
Well, I mean, look. The fact of the matter is the CDC and the NIH and they today are running backwards, including Fauci, to try to say when Walensky said that, you know, we have made some dramatic mistakes and errors and we are trying to correct and there's going to be a reorganization.
We covered up the safety. That's a quote. Yeah.
And that is the key. The key here is we can't let these people off the hook. The reason being is that for over 2 years, we have provided data. We've provided science to these people directly. Not just in the news and writing and publishing. Some of us have communicated with them direct. The fact of the matter is the CDC and the NIH, etc., they weren't following the science. They were averse to the science and working against the science and working against us. And they would send the attack dogs, including the media, out to punish us, to slander and smear us and cancel us. And a lot of us have been hurt. We've been hurt devastatingly, particularly financially, but we made the decision, particularly when we came out, that this battle, this is the hill that we are prepared to lay our best battle down on. Because parents particularly and the public needs to understand, we saw the data on the lockdowns. We saw the harms. We saw the children who were committed suicide. Look, we had reports coming up into the White House with parents taking their young children into the emergency room, unresponsive in their arms, telling the doctors, during the lockdowns and school closures, Doc, we think we might have killed the child. Because we have been physically abusing each other, and today we beat the child. The lockdowns and school closures.
Record suicide, record family violence, record hell.
Yes, devastated America. And we need proper public inquiries. Proper. This is United States of America. Legal inquiries of Fauci, Walensky, Francis Collins, Burks, Francis Albert Bula.
And by the way, Francis, suddenly the CNN's head analyst suddenly... all their people are coming out saying, oh, we shouldn't do masks, we're wrong, because they know they've been caught.
Of course they've been caught. We had publications over a year, 2 years now, showing that those blue surgical masks, those white cloth masks were highly ineffective. CDC had a study in 2020 that showed that the masks didn't work for respiratory flu-like illnesses. Oxford Group also did a study in around July 2020, same thing. We knew that the masks were entirely ineffective and even harmful. Those masks are very toxic to young children, should not be used in young
children. For those who don't know, explain it, the carbon dioxide alone.
Oh, yeah, well, I mean, there's a deprivation of oxygen and there's carbon dioxide buildup. Not only that, The mass, the little fibers and stuff, they get dislodged and get down deep inside of the lungs and could cause serious pathology. So when we looked at all of the data we published in Brownstone Institute, we looked at all of the data, over 150 pieces of evidence that showed that
that's right. You were a pioneer writing papers, warning people.
Oh, yeah. I wrote a lot for Brownstone, Jeff Tucker's group, and one of my papers on natural immunity is actually used by people even in the Congress and in Senate informally. They use it as part of legal cases. Lawyers all over the world write me. I put together all of these studies to show that natural immunity from day one, Fauci et al., Walensky knew that natural immunity was long-term, bulletproof, almost lifelong, much more superior than vaccine.
But if you said that, he was a medical doctor, they'd censor you.
They would destroy you. They would take your income, take your license. They came after me, ravaged myself. Yet we showed them a study that showed that people who were alive almost 100 years after the Spanish flu, when we looked at their blood, we found immunological response to the Spanish flu nearly 100 years post-exposure. It showed us the natural immunity was bulletproof and lifelong.
Let me ask you this again. You don't want to toot your horn, but you're one of the main trailblazers. What would it have been like if thousands of prominent scientists and doctors and insiders like yourself hadn't gone public? They said they wanted the lockdown to be forever.
Of course. And I think it's about a core 12, 15 of us who talk to people like Alex. We go on his show. We speak. Had it not been for us, they would have run roughshod over the entire United States and the world. We have been the rate-limiting step. And we begged, we've begged doctors, particularly clinical doctors, to step up. Many have come to us and said, look, you people are stronger than us. We can't take the chance because we will be destroyed. Our practices will be closed and we can't take the chance.
But instead, the children get destroyed because of their cowardice.
Well, this is the thing. You use the word, I would use the word cowardice too. I think doctors at the end of this should hang their heads in shame across Canada, UK, Australia, the United States, that they did not stand up and push back against the government, particularly on the issue of natural immunity, particularly on the issue of the use of early treatment. They should have used it. And on pushing these vaccines.
And what's crazy is, I'm not a scientist like you, but everybody knows that natural immunity is 99% effective on average for decades and decades. As you said, almost 100 years from studies. Fauci was in the videos saying decades ago the best thing is natural immunity. But then later they said, you saw the Surgeon General last year said, oh, natural immunity is not even good.
Well, I mean, look, how else do you want me to say it? Fauci misled. He was duplicitous. I would actually say instead, Anthony Fauci lied. Every time he stated that natural immunity was inferior and we did not have the studies to prove, that was a blatant deception. He knew better than that. He knew that natural immunity was superior. Not just the second line acquired adaptive immunity. We are talking also about a natural innate immunity, which is the first line of defense that children bring to the table. And he knew that children are a very, very potent player in the immunological landscape, and that if you vaccinate children with these vaccines, we run the risk of subverting that innate response that could devastate the response.
And look, you don't like to speculate. We'll come back from break and talk about it, but obviously I saw Pfizer videos 3 years ago where they said a shot like this before they released it would erase immunity. Now we know it's erase immunity. Aren't they trying to create bubble children or boy in the bubble who don't have immune systems?
Of course, because right now we have the study, Alex, the studies that show us that the vaccine, these COVID, particularly the mRNA platform, is subverting the immune system and causing serious, serious problems and damaging the immune response. So we are going to, right now, we are seeing children presenting with hepatitis, issues around polio, etc., diseases and illnesses they did not have before. By locking down our children and masking them, every restrictive step that we took, we weakened and dampened the immune system that needs to be taxed and tuned up. Again, you don't hear much about it, but I work a lot with Gerdfand and Bosch on this. The innate immune system of a child, after maternal antibodies wane 4 to 6 months or so, must be exposed to pathogen. You cannot lock a child down or mask them and prevent...
Stay there, Donovan. This is critical.
The Rage, for more than a decade, have been concentrated green powders with wheatgrass and so many other ingredients that are known to make us healthy, to make us vibrant, and to defend our immune systems. Now, over a year and a half ago, we came out with a product that was top sourced, top of the line, as good as it's going to get. But then the supply chain broke down, and it was sold out for more than a year. Finally, Green Fiber Capsules, this big old bottle, jam-packed, is back in stock for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com, 30% off. In this limited time, we'll have time to go into all the great things it does or what it has inside. But go to InfoWarsStore.com and look up Green Fiber Capsules for yourself and see how amazing it is. And what's just as amazing is it funds the InfoWar and keeps us on air. We're all under globalist attack. They don't want you to have these essential nutrients that are in this product. Get yours today at 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Now back in stock.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
With us, he was finishing up a point as we went to break, and he wanted to say something about Trump, who he's talked to and warned about warp speed and just comments about where we're at now with this whole situation. So I've been asking a lot of questions, sir, and I just want to say this again because I can't overstate this. We got censored, we got demonized, you got censored, we all got attacked, we've been vindicated. The CDC is trying to reverse the guidance on everything. They are now saying they lied to us. I mean, this is a big deal. But Dr. Alexander, you want to talk about Trump here? You've got the floor. I'm going to shut up.
Well, look, let me get straight to the point. I had the pleasure of working at Health and Human Services, and I reported directly and indirectly to the White House. And I think that I would say it this way. I think President Trump, in my view, would go down as probably one of the greatest presidents the United States has ever had. I think that he was badly misled by Fauci, Burks, that whole cabal. They devastated his presidency. And Alex had said something that I had written about before, and I want to say it as clearly as possible. I don't fault President Trump. I think he's the best thing on deck today. He must stand up, though. He has to stand up today and state clearly that those lockdowns hurt. They were the wrong move. He took bad guidance from Fauci and Burks, and he must stand up against these COVID gene injections. These injections have failed. He, in his capacity, it will go a long way in helping us. We are out there battling the vaccine makers with this vaccine, and they're causing harms. We need his voice, particularly to protect our children.
Please continue.
No, what I mean, how else can I say it? I think, from my point of view, from what I have seen, what I've heard, I mean, there are people who came to me, let's use the term anonymously, because they feared for their careers at NIH, at CDC, at FDA, and I mean, they feared for their safety and their family, and they discussed with me while I was at HHS, just opposite the Capitol building, and they said, you know, Paul, we like what you're saying behind the scenes. We cannot say what you're saying, but we agree with you. And the fact of the matter is, you know, I had this relationship with people where they would confide in me pretty much. And basically what I understood was, do you have these alphabet agencies with the deep state? And the deep state is real. I worked there, I can tell you. The deep state is that bureaucracy. And they worked and they conspired. They basically explained to me their job on a day-to-day basis was to make President Trump's presidency in terms of the lockdowns and the response unmanageable, ungovernable, and chaotic.
So if I have the quote right, Redfield admitted this to you.
Well, I mean, Dr. Redfield, I asked him one day about the social distancing. Let me give you an example. And I said, you know, Dr. Redfield, where did we get the science? Where did we get the science, the CDC, about this social distancing? And Dr. Redfield basically explained that it was made up. And I can tell you that when Scott Gottlieb said that post-Redfield, I knew I was vindicated because I was saying that it was made up, and I got that from the CDC. And when Scott Gottlieb said it, there was no scientific basis. We just arbitrarily made up CDC 6 feet, and there was no science to back it up. And we closed society. We locked schools down. We damaged businesses. People committed suicide over that 6 feet rule. That 6 feet rule ended people's lives.
Incredible. And so why do you think the rats are leaving the sinking ship now? Because it obviously didn't go the way they wanted it to. How do you think, as an expert and insider, they were planning it to go versus the way it's gone? And how would you describe the political, biomedical, ethical climate we're in right now?
Well, I think the climate that we're in right now is not a good climate. And I think that they did not understand that the McCulloughs in this world, the Harvey Riches, the myself, people like yourself, etc. And I'll even give credit to people like Laura Ingraham on Fox, even to Tucker Carlson on Fox, who are fighting. Those are the ones in the media who are giving us the platforms and the forums. They didn't anticipate us that we would push back. And that whilst all of these scientists and doctors stood down to protect their salaries, that we decided to fight. And I think if we did not, they would have overrun the society. I think parents right now were so confused. And when we saw the recent Kaiser report that only 4 to 5% of parents have taken the shot post the FDA approval of the 6-month to 5-year-old vaccine, that was vindication for us, because that showed us that parents are critical thinkers now, and they're listening to what we're saying.
I was about to say, as bad as everything's been, They're having the lowest uptake of vaccines, period, even though some vaccines are good. Obviously, they can have side effects or problems. We should admit that, but this isn't a vaccine. But super low uptake of the new booster, of all this, the people have really woken up, it seems.
Yes, the people have woken up, and the challenge with that then is what we call it as the deep state or the players involved. They seem they're not going to stop. They have just authorized this bivalent booster.
That was my next question. What are they going to do next?
The bivalent booster, it's almost dead on arrival before it even leaves, because on one hand, it includes the Wuhan strain, which is the present Wuhan strain that is causing all of the variants that we see emerging, and it's based on a BA5 clade subvariant that we know by the time they bring it will actually be displaced by other variants. So we have the same problem. In other words, if you want to keep this pandemic ongoing for 100 more years, you keep vaccinating the public using these mRNA vaccines in the exact same way. You change nothing. This will never end, and they know that. The powers
that not everybody's a top scientist. Explain this to us, like we're freshman high schoolers. Because I mean, explain it to us. How giving them the shot keeps it going?
Well, the thing about it is the reality is that this vaccine became non-neutralizing. So that means that the antibodies that were induced originally were not neutralizing the virus. That means stopping infection or transmission. So once we got antibodies that were non-neutralizing, we know from basic immunology and biology that once you vaccinate using a non-sterilizing, non-neutralizing vaccine that induces non-neutralizing antibodies that will not eliminate or stop the virus, then you are going to cause selection pressure to play a role. Natural selection, Darwinian natural selection, will select the variants that are most fittest and hardiest. Those will overcome the vaccinal pressure, immune pressure, and become enriched in the environment. Those will become the new dominant variants, as you have seen in Omicron.
So they're using us as the factory to create the new virus.
Well, putting it the way you're saying it, again, if you keep vaccinating the way we have with these mRNA platforms, this pandemic will never end. We will go from infectious, and Gerd van den Bosch has warned, and I take his warning very seriously, that it is not just about an infectious variant that will emerge. It is going to be a potentially virulent, lethal one that could actually threaten humanity. So this is a very serious matter. These vaccines...
And they know exactly what they're doing.
They know what they're doing. It must be stopped.
You're talking about, man, this is so sick. What about all the reports that it lowers immunity?
Of course it lowers immunity. We have a lot of science right now that shows it suppresses the immune system. We have science to show that if you already COVID recovered and you have natural immunity, your recovered immunity in place, and you layer it with vaccinal antibodies, the immunity from the vaccine, you are more likely going to end up in the hospital. We have research from Kramer, Matiodakis.
Sure, we'll talk about the next segment, but just a layman point. We don't, I guess, have the numbers. Even if a minority of fools keep taking the shots, they're going to be the petri dish or the incubator for the supervirus.
Yeah, yes, of course. And the reality about it is there's no way out of the box that we are in unless we stop this vaccine program. We have to stop it. And if you, at this point, if children are in the crosshairs right now, if we go towards these children and vaccinate these children, the science is...
Let's talk about the children. I interrupted you earlier. Let's get the children when we come.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
I hear people talking bad about the way we have to live here in this country. Harping on wars we fight and griping about the way things ought to be.
Well, as negative as things are, the world is awakening.
Standing
and speaking of the world,
they believe in
number one book in the world is The Great Reset and The War for the World by yours truly. Buy the book at bookstores, Amazon, you name it. Get unsigned copies and signed copies exclusively, the signed copies. It's a fundraiser, InfoWarsStore.com, to fund life-saving information like you're hearing right now. InfoWarsStore.com, signed copies, The Great Reset. Only place to get it, InfoWarsStore.com. All right, Dr. Paul E. Alexander, Ph.D., DrPaulAlexander.com, traveling the country on his own dime to come warn people. You wanted to get into the children, but you have another message to Trump. But you've been interrupted twice by breaks. They're going after six-month-olds and up. As the science shows, none of them are dying. Erases their immune system. All sorts of health problems. You wanted to get to the children. You've got the floor. Go ahead.
Well, again, thanks very much. Look, I think the message I want to get out here is I don't think President Trump really understood how much the lockdowns and the school closures hurt him. The lockdowns devastated the United States. And I think Fauci and Burks and Francis Collins, and they knew what they were doing. They were damaging the society with these lockdowns. And I think history will show that the lockdowns that happened in America was probably the greatest public health decision.
Oh, America was the most productive spun up dynamo and hadn't come back since then.
No, it has not. We're in a lot of trouble, and with the new administration, I mean, as you can see, I think that some modelers said that it will take the rest of the 21st century, so that's 80 more years, for the United States to get back to where it was. And the devastating effects on children emotionally, psychologically, education-wise.
And notice, China would only lock down the city to sell the idea. They didn't lock their whole country down.
No. And that's another thing, you know. That's why we need the investigation. We need proper investigation. And there have been some recent really good discussions between Bobby Kennedy Jr. and this Sachs guy. And it was very interesting, a recent publication, as to what they were talking about, that unison between EcoHealth and Chapel Hill University.
Peter Daszak.
And it raises a lot of issues. And what I wanted to say, Alex, is this, that for the American people, for you, I did a stint at Johns Hopkins in 2001 in biological warfare. I had the privilege of working under Donald Henderson, who eradicated smallpox. Small program in bioterrorism, I wanted to learn how that you could defend a city from biological attack back then. And we looked at smallpox, anthrax, Q fever, etc. The thing is, for me as a scientist and somebody with background in biowarfare and stuff, I look at it from this point of view. It could have been that the United States government, the military, let's say, and would have been prudent on their part to do some sort of research, background research, on if these viruses and pathogens could be weaponized by bad actors in the world and used against the United States. How would we be able to respond? The issue is, were other people, did they get into the system and did they use this, whatever was being done nefariously, did they use this against the United States? Was this a deliberate release? Was this an accidental release? What really happened here? We need a proper examination.
Well, even the British Medical Journal is now saying looks like it was done as a lab-made product. So they're having to basically admit that now.
Absolutely, this was lab-made. All of the evidence about wet markets, zoonosis, spillover, that is garbage. That is not real. All signs point to this being man-made in a laboratory. They took it out of the wild, of course. But they took it into the lab and they juiced this up. They introduced the furin cleavage site and they made this very infectious and lethal. And I guess the point is, I want to shift quickly to the children because this is very important. Children come, and I take a lot of tone from Dr. Van den Bosch, so I'm speaking from that point of view. Children come with what we call their first line of immune defense, called the innate immunity, all children. After the maternal antibodies wane, children must initiate and kickstart this innate immune system. It's the first line of defense on the immunological battlefield. The reality is, though, that what we've found is that if you vaccinate with these COVID injections, the antibodies derived, they are high affinity. They have much more binding affinity to the spike antigen. They would subvert and outcompete the innate antibodies that children bring, and the innate immune system in children will not be properly trained. Why is this important? That immune training that a child goes through very early on in life, that these vaccines would subvert, helps a child's immune system to differentiate what belongs to the child and what belongs to other. So that the immune system of a child learns pretty early on for the rest of their life what it should attack that does not belong to it, and what it should leave alone.
So they're destabilizing children. They're not just going to have their immune system erased. They're going to have allergies.
But we're beginning to see that now. We children are going to have what we call autoimmune reactivity. That's the issue. A lot of allergic reactions and autoimmune disease is going to escalate in the future because in that ability to differentiate self from non-self, that is what autoimmune disease is. Children are going to... As Van den Bosch said, using his terminology, we run the risk of placing children on a path towards death.
Well, you were a trailblazer exposed to this early on, so speculating, 35,000 foot view, the whole thing was incredibly premeditated.
I absolutely think that whatever was happening in the beginning in terms of if there was research taking place that involved the United States military, government, etc., it may have had a benevolent view at that point. But somewhere in there, other players got involved, particularly Pharma, particularly places like Pfizer and Moderna. That's just a money-making venture also.
Exactly. So the Pentagon worked to, like, deal with threats, but it actually made the weapon, because that's what they do. They build a response to a weapon somebody may do, and then somebody else grabbed it up and used it. Because we mentioned the British Medical Journal and others. They're now saying, not only was it made in the lab, but maybe the U.S. made it, which is what the Chinese said 2.5 years ago.
Yeah, well, I mean, and look, Alex, let's be fair here. If you told me that the United States government, because of this former Soviet Union, because of China, because of other nations, were engaging in biological research, I would sit back and say, well, you know, that's probably very risky stuff. But if they know what they're doing and they could safeguard the society in case of a biological attack, well, then they should. Now, it has to be done prudently and the way it should be. The question becomes, were other players involved who usurped what was being done for proper benevolent means? Did they take advantage of this? Did they get in there? Look, I'll be as frank as I could. Was this virus used to damage President Trump? I'm not a scientist.
Well, Fauci said the first month of Trump, there'll be a new novel virus that challenges him.
Well, yes, there was a new novel virus that challenged him. But what we've seen is that in the response to this virus, we knew very early on that as long as you protected the elderly and the vulnerable in society, even with this initial Wuhan strain, you protect them properly, strongly. We use early treatment. We told them what they needed to do. You use early treatment. You use vitamin D3, etc. But you let the rest of society live normal lives. We did not need to lock down. We did not need to close schools and cause so much suicides. We could have let everybody live normally, become immune naturally, and we would have been done of this way before we are today. We have now generated the Omicron variant with this vaccine.
Which is why they never created a vaccine for the cold, right? Because it would create mutants.
Of course. It's almost impossible for you to create a vaccine for a respiratory-type virus because so much mutations that take place.
So I'm not a scientist like you, but I know that. So obviously they knew what this would do.
Yes, they knew what this was. And they know that if you continue, as we were saying in the earlier segment, if you continue vaccinating with a non-neutralizing vaccine, which this is, that introduces non-neutralizing antibodies, you cannot stop transmission and you cannot stop infection. You therefore cannot cut the chain of transmission with a vaccine that does not stop infection or transmission.
And your own words, though, you're saying this statistically could create a super virus.
Absolutely, because we are going from infectious variant after infectious variant. And there's a chance always, because of the selection pressure that you're placing on the antigen, that a very lethal subvariant can emerge. Absolutely.
And they know they can't do it in a lab, but with billions of people, they could create it.
Well, we are the playground, and as you see, with this new bivalent booster that Pfizer and they are pushing.
That's why Bill Gates famously said 2.5 years ago, this is really just a test, but the terrorists, he sees as humanity, are about to release a bioweapon that will kill billions. And he's telling you, we're the terrorists, he sees the humans as bad, and the joke is they're going to make us create the thing that kills us.
Yeah, and Alex, you know, what is devastating here is they've brought this bivalent vaccine that they're touting based on research on 8 mice. Just 8 mice.
Let's talk about the 8 mice when we come right back.
Okay.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.